1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Forecasters say Hurricane Melissa could cause catastrophic flooding in Jamaica. It's a Category 5 storm, top sustained winds 160 miles an hour. People who live there have never experienced anything like it.
I think we're definitely going to have this one going to impact us hard.
TSA distributing food to federal workers at the Minneapolis airport on day 27 of the government shutdown. Neil Gosman is with the union representing workers.
Our job is to keep people safe, to keep transportation going. That's our job. And the job of the people in Congress and the job of the people in the administration is to run the country.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the U.S. and China appear to be moving closer to a trade deal after weeks of turmoil.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have been trading threats for months. China stopped buying U.S. soybeans and vowed to block sales of rare earth minerals that are crucial to high-tech manufacturing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
From Grand Avenue to the Capitol in Madison, WFHR is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. Online at WFHR.com. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A bill proposed in Madison could add a microbe to the list of official state symbols. Isabella Nieto has more.
Joe Handelsman is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery and a plant pathologist at UW-Madison. She testified before the state assembly, pushing for lawmakers to make bacterium Lactococcus lactis the Wisconsin state microbe. The bacterium is used in cheesemaking, particularly in the production of cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and Colby cheese, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. Handelsman says Wisconsin has a microbial economy, and alongside cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are products of microbial processes. Wisconsin doesn't currently have an official state cheese, nor does it have an official state microbe. If the bill passes, the bacterium will be included in the Blue Book, the biennial guide to state government, alongside other state symbols like the state flower, state fish, and state soil.
Members of the Ho-Chunk Nation have an alternate option for food assistance, as funding for FoodShare, Wisconsin's food assistance program, is set to soon run out of funding. Ho-Chunk Nation members must first cancel their FoodShare benefits, then provide that documentation to the Ho-Chunk Nation Department of Health before applying for the Ho-Chunk Nation Food Distribution Program. Officials note you'll need to reapply for FoodShare if you want to return to that program once funding resumes, and it's possible there could be delays in reinstating FoodShare benefits. State Representative Vinnie Moresi will hold a town hall and food drive tomorrow from noon to 1 at the Portage County Public Library in Stevens Point. Those donating food should check expiration dates first. Food will be donated to Operation Bootstrap. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just, do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Over the air and on the web, WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation for Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at WFHR.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine as we head into your Monday afternoon. Breezy southeast winds. Highs will reach the upper 50s. Increasing clouds tonight in mid-30s. It will stay breezy. Tuesday, a lot of clouds across the area. Breezy and mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
choice is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matinere of Matinere on Air. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, Anything Goes Weekend here. Experts taken aback by a Department of Justice political manifesto. This is wild. This is a this is an official post from the Department of Justice, Attorney General Pam Bondi's branch, or whatever you call it, organization, institution, office. And it looks like a direct threat against Democrats. Here's what they wrote. Anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real. Now, what the hell does figurative mean? A bounty? Are we talking about anybody who, like, names an ICE agent who beat somebody up or something? Anyhow, let me get back to the anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real, on the head of a federal officer, whether directed by gang leaders or by California state or local officials. Oh, really? Will be held accountable. The Department of Justice will not tolerate threats, intimidation, or interference with federal officers. Anyone who directs others to impede a federal officer is committing a serious federal crime and will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics. You get this? This is all about this federal judge saying that the state police, the city police, can arrest ICE officers if they break the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics, ordering or directing state or local officers to act against federal agents, risk violating federal law and endangering public safety. Federal law, let there be no mistake, federal law will be enforced. Federal authority will be upheld. Are we supposed to go Heil Trump? This is crazy. Meanwhile, Trump's ICE is under investigation for illegally tampering with license plates. This is immigration agent, and they could get arrested. I think this might be what provoked this post on Elon Musk's Nazi-infested social media site. Immigration, this is Robert Davis writing over at Raw Story. Immigration agents received a stern warning from an Illinois official on Thursday after it was discovered that the agents are tampering with their license plates to avoid detection. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Gianolias, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, a Democrat, unveiled a new initiative this week called the Plate Watch Hotline. Now, this is like, Letitia James in New York has opened a hotline or a website where you can report when ICE officers are breaking the law. Now they're doing it in Illinois. Plate Watch Hotline, which asks residents to report times when they witness ICE agents switching out their license plates. I have a big problem with that, Jana Leah said in a videotape posted on X. Swapping out Illinois license plates on Illinois registered vehicles is illegal. And as Secretary of State, I have zero tolerance for this type of illegal activity. We are investigating these allegations as we speak. No one, including federal agents, is above the law, and we intend to hold them accountable, especially while driving on our roadways. Well, you just heard from Pam Bondi and Christy Noem and company saying, you try to do that, you're going to have a big problem. And over on Raw Story, there's a couple of stories about right-wingers who are tied in with Trump or the White House saying, you know, if you try to come after ICE agents, they will use deadly force. They will shoot you dead. Oh, really? That's what we've come to now in this country. An Illinois judge recently ruled that ICE agents have to wear body cameras. Why? Because they were found to be indiscriminately shooting pepper balls and other non-lethal weapons against protesters. That's illegal. It's called assault. Meanwhile, the ACLU is suing after a protester was detained. I'm going to play this audio out of my computer, Sean. This protester was detained. This is hysterical. This guy is following ICE agents down the street, and he's got, you know, an iPhone hooked up to a little Bluetooth speaker that he's holding up, and he's playing. He's following the ICE agents down the street. He's playing the Darth Vader, you know, the Imperial March, right? John Williams' famous musical theme song for, you know, from the Star Wars movies. The guy's name is Sam O'Hara. He's got a TikTok account. It's at FreeDC 2000 or 20009. And one of his videos of, you know, following ICE officers down the street. Or in some cases, National Guard down the street got 4.4 million views, one of them. So Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by the satire, according to the complaint that this fellow who was following them. See, they arrested him for playing music. They arrested him for playing music. Apparently, according to Donald Trump, this is a crime. So the complaint, he's suing for having, you know, for false arrest. And his complaint says, Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by this satire. And after less than 2 minutes of O'Hara's musical protest, Beck turned around and threatened to call the police officers to handle Mr. O'Hara if he didn't stop. O'Hara kept playing the music. Beck called the D.C. Metro Police, who arrived on the scene. And apparently the cops were very much on the side of the soldiers, not on the side of the civilian, which is kind of a bad sign in this democracy of ours, what's left of it, this republic. He was tightly handcuffed and detained. Now, Mr. Beck had had two shoulder surgeries a couple of years ago, 2023, and he informed the officers of that. He said, "You're hurting me." And so what did they do? They tightened the zip ties or the handcuffs and jerked his arms around to cause him pain intentionally, according to this complaint. He was released without charges, but he's suing. The lawsuit narrates as defendants Beck, four officers with the Metropolitan Police Department of D.C. and the District of Columbia, and lists five counts, two for violations of his First Amendment rights, suppression of free speech, and retaliation. One count for violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, unreasonably long, prolonged seizure and excessive force, and two counts under D.C. law for false arrest and false imprisonment and for battery. The ACLU is suing. I am a monthly donor to the ACLU. I encourage you to be too. ACLU.org. It's real easy. So, anyhow, there's wild times here as we slide toward a police state. And as the people are starting to wake up, the American people, I'm telling you, it's happening, are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, you're tearing down a White House? You're sicking the National Guard on us? People are waking up, I'm telling you.
I'll be back. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the right wingers on the Supreme Court lied about that one, too. Stick around. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com. There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Quince has the kind of fall staples that you're going to actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. Their clothing is so, it's wonderful and inexpensive. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middleman to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable and fashionable, part of my go-to wardrobe, and they hold up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board for our family. Louise is checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom for free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or we'll write the history books of the last American president.
In motion, the billionaire's plan.
And the Nixon book of that Reagan, title is now available in fine bookstores from fine booksellers anywhere. I don't know if you've seen the video going around about this. It's a Ring doorbell video where this guy, you know, his doorbell rings. There's two guys standing there outside in very casual clothes with windbreakers, as I recall. And, you know, he answers the door and says, what's up? And they identify themselves as Keith and Keith and James, and they say that they're from the FBI, and they noticed that he was at a protest. This guy who answered the door, his name is Miles Serafini. He's 26 years old. He's a special education teacher, special needs teacher. And this was back in June that he went to this protest at this ICE center in Arizona. And these two FBI agents knocked on his door. And apparently this is the result. This is what's coming about. You'll recall and questioned him, came into his house and questioned him for an hour, wanting to know who paid for the signs. Now, you'll recall, you know, Pam Bondi just recently did this whole long rant where she said, you know, we are going to find out who is paying for these protests and we are going to prosecute them. Donald Trump did a rant about it the day before yesterday. Oh, yeah, they've all got these signs. I mean, just like actually like Trump used to do. And so the FBI agents just kept drilling down. He said, and they kept drilling me on the fact that I showed up alone, that I didn't remember where I saw the flyer. I didn't know anybody there. They told me that's unusual and pretty suspicious, as if I was holding back information about whoever organized the protest. They kept insinuating I was lying to them. And then when they left, this is how they opened. We came here to ask you questions regarding a protest that happened on the 11th of June. We've been just basically going around asking questions for a few people, and your name was brought up. Oh, really? Now, this National Security Presidential Memorandum Number 7, NSPM 7, says that anybody who does not or who advocates against traditional American values or expresses extremism on migration is a potential terrorist. So now you've got people who are showing up to anti-ICE protests being identified by the FBI as potential terrorists, and the FBI is now knocking on their doors. I mean, this goes beyond your papers, please. We thought when they started saying papers, please, you know, you must carry your papers at all times, that we'd gone over the Nazi edge. Oh, they were just warming up. So here we have two FBI agents knocking on the door of a special needs teacher who dared to exercise his First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievance, which is the exact language of the First Amendment, verbatim. We are not just allowed to do this. The founders encouraged us to do this. The American Revolution was based on this and more. I mean, the American Revolution was based on vandalism. The Boston Tea Party in 1773, in the fall of 1773, you know, they destroyed a couple million dollars in today's dollars worth of tea. And I'm not advocating vandalism. I'm just making the point. Those guys were pretty radical. They believed that you have the right to stand up to a king, or to anyone who wants to behave like a king. And this is such a bad sign. This is such a dangerous moment when the president of the United States issues a memorandum that goes to all of the police agencies across the federal government and state and local police agencies that coordinate with them. And there's hundreds of them, these joint terrorism task forces. And says, if somebody expresses extremism on migration, which basically is anti-ICE, they are a terrorist, or they should be investigated for terrorist leanings, as it were. I'm not sure that that's the word, but you get the point. And they're going around intimidating people. And this guy, Miles Serafini, he says, before leaving, the agents told him that it would not be the last time they saw him. And as a result of that, he didn't show up for the No Kings protest. He was frightened. In fact, he told the reporter, he said, this is exactly the chilling effect on speech that the FBI created Political Matters risks creating. The reporter was Ken Klippenstein, and that's what he said, actually. Do not submit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think we're going to see a run on unicorn costumes. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Anything Goes Weekend right after this.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-3-
Making sure you are getting what you need out of your health care is very important for the rural community. But it may also be hard to know what exactly it is that you do need. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and here to shed some light on how to start planning for your rural healthcare is Stephanie Plaster. She is the Business Development Outreach Specialist with Extension. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Now let's listen in to Stephanie Plaster as she describes how we should start planning for our health care.
So I think starting by planning as soon as possible, which can save you both time and money over the long run. And the way I like to think about this is a good stepwise approach. And that's to begin by understanding what the current and anticipated health care needs are for both yourself, your spouse or your partner, your children, and even your relatives who need increased care as they age. And so once you know your needs, then you want to try to understand the common terminology and components of a health insurance plan so you know what you're looking for. And then from there, you can check out your options and seek support from someone who can help if needed.
Stephanie Plaster, a business development outreach specialist with the UW-Madison Extension. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are looking midday this Monday. Everything is moving in a mostly upwards direction with cash and new crop corn up 5.5 at 428.75. And those November soybeans are seeing a reflection from the recent trade deals in Southeast Asia and the possible trade deal with China up 27.5 at 1069.25. December wheat is up 15.75 at 528.25. With July new crop 2026 wheat up 14.75 at 564.75. Class 3 milk for November is down 2 cents at 1783 a hundredweight, and December contracts are up 6 cents at 1735 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
News, weather, and sports for Wisconsin Rapids right here on WFHR, streaming 24/7 online at WFHR.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine as we head into your Monday afternoon. Breezy southeast winds. Highs will reach the upper 50s. Increasing clouds tonight in mid-30s. It will stay breezy. Tuesday, a lot of clouds across the area. Breezy and mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, Evolution Axe Throwing, and E-Way Sales and Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8 if you dare.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee for your county, and just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan. Loyalty oaths. The past erased, whitewashed glory in freedom's place. You can feel the walls closing in, but the fight for tomorrow must begin. Welcome to Magistan, where the flag's just a mask for the master plan. They call it patriot, they call it free, but it's chains and silence for you and me. Welcome to Magistan, where the strong arm rules and the truth is banned. They're not hiding, it's out in the open.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hope you got your water wings available for the weekend.
Yeah, we got an atmospheric river coming here to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Hey, the other river is, that nonsense that Speaker Johnson is spouting about how he'd be happy to open up the House if the Democrats would just pass the CR. And, my take on that CR is only good until November 21st. And if we call Johnson's bluff and have a few, Democrats in the Senate say, okay, we'll pass this CR, but you got to negotiate with us on, Medicaid and the Medicare and the ACA. And come to a conclusion where it will be, back in the law and back in funded, I'll bet that Johnson still won't open up the House because, as you stated earlier, Trump told him not to.
Yeah, I've increasingly have concluded, and that's why I wrote this piece today, or I wrote it yesterday, published it today, This is really about maintaining or ending accountability over Donald Trump. That Trump wants to have nothing constraining him, nobody looking over his shoulder, no oversight whatsoever. And as long as little Mike can keep the House shut, Trump gets to be king. He just gets to be absolute king. I mean, the Supreme Court has already said he can commit any crime he wants and not be held to account. So, here we are. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, one more quick thing is, did Melania get out of the East Wing before it was demolished?
I don't think she was ever in. She had an office there, but I'm not even sure she's living in Washington D.C. I haven't seen any evidence of it. I'm guessing she's probably living in New York, or Florida. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, that raises the question, has anybody seen Melania lately?
Yeah, there you go. Well, she got $40 million, from Netflix for this documentary that they're doing about her. And so, you're going to see a lot of her pretty soon. It's good. And I'm guessing.
Have we already seen enough?
Yeah, I was just thinking of all the nudie pictures that are out there of her. And, in fact, when Donald Trump came back into office, Russian television was playing, showing all these nudie pictures of Melania and making fun of him. And but he still thinks Vladimir Putin loves him. I mean, it's just it's sick. Alan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. From Alan in to Alan here, Alan in San Diego. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
How you doing there? How you doing there, Tom?
Good.
Listen, I have a couple of questions. One of them is going to be dumb, but one question is that remember you mentioned that how a Pensacola sheriff raided Epstein's house down there and took some pictures of. Took some pictures of some young girls or something, and he defected to Russia or something like that. You remember?
The like defect that? To Russia guy is John Duggan or Dugan, D-U-G-G-A-N.
Right.
And he was a sheriff, I believe, in Pensacola. He was a Florida sheriff. And, yeah, he defected to Russia. I don't know that he took pictures of young girls with him or not. I don't recall that part of it. But he's become a major English language propagandist for the Russian government now.
Oh, okay. Because, see, I was just wondering if he's taking those pictures with him, and I wonder if he gave them to Putin or like an associate of Putin.
Oh, you're thinking he might have had some of Epstein's pictures that might have included pictures of Trump, raping girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recall. It's been a while since I've read about, Dugan's defection. Feel free to fact check me. I mean, look it up. But I don't recall anything specific about his ties to Epstein. I might be wrong, though.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if he did, if Putin might show those pictures on Russian television or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was. They were showing nudie pictures of Melania on Russian television. They weren't showing pictures. They weren't showing Epstein kind of pictures, though. So, I don't know. We'll see. Oh, but Dugan has been, he's become a major propaganda source in English language stuff. So.
Okay. Also, to have a dumb question, do you know Bill Press?
Yeah, I've known Bill for years.
Oh, okay. Maybe you ought to have him on your show. I like him.
He's a good guy. He's retired now. He quit doing his show three, 4 years ago, I think.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Bill's a little older than I am, so he was entitled.
Oh, okay.
Bill is a good and decent man. He's just a wonderful guy. He and his wife, just great people. So
yeah.
Anyhow, Bill.
I show a lot.
Yeah, Alan, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and appreciate it. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Billy. Oop, Billy just hung up. Sometimes people do that accidentally. Yeah, just call right back. Actually, gonna have a hard time. The lines are all full. But Ken in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a little while back, Representatives Connor and Massey introduced this bill to try to force the Epstein files to be released.
Yeah, it's called a discharge petition, and yes, I am very familiar with it.
During that time, they had a meeting with all of those, not all of those, a bunch of those women. I watched it live on television, and I think I remember that at least one of those women, and maybe several, said that they were prepared to drop the names of the men that they knew that were involved in all of this.
Yes, in open testimony before Congress, which Mike Johnson refuses to allow to happen.
Well, I didn't know that they said they were going to do it in an open session at Congress. I thought that they just were going to do it publicly.
Oh, I don't recall that, but you may be right, Ken. I'd have to go back and read the transcript carefully.
I don't think it ever happened, and I was wondering.
I don't believe so.
And if he knew why it never happened.
No, I don't. I mean, my assumption is that those names include probably some people who are still around and who are very, very rich and very, very powerful, and that maybe some of them are even media moguls, and the media people just, don't want to get on their bad side. But I that's just speculation. I just don't know.
Well, I don't know.
What I thought was the real blockbuster was when Amy Wallace yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess it was, came out and said in a public interview, that she knew the name of 20 men that had been given to her by Virginia Giuffre. And she knew the names of these men, and that the Department of Justice and the FBI also knew the names of these men. Clearly Pam Bondi, you know, who spent 8 years as the Attorney General for Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping girls and never once looked into him, is continuing her pattern and practice of protecting Donald Trump's best friend, even though he's dead. So, you know, there you go. Not a good thing, but that's what's going on. I got to move along, Ken. Thanks a lot for the call. David in Tyler, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you talking about the destruction of the East Wing.
David, your phone is just breaking up terribly. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can. David's on line 8, Mateo. And Mateo will check in with you, and we'll see if we can get that fixed and get you back on the air. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. the last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, the last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Two ends at the end. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Shadows creep in the night. Voices whispering. Something doesn't feel quite right. The winds howl louder. The stakes are high. You can feel the fear rising with each sigh. It's spooky out there, saving democracy. In the dark we gather, facing what we cannot see. With courage as our lantern, we march through despair. Oh, it's spooky out there, but we know we must care. They say the ghost of freedom's been haunting us all. From the city's high towers to the smallest town hall. It chills the bones.
The Louise's spooky Halloween song here. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the relationship between democracy and fascism. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of social science work on this, and the boiling it down, you could look at fascism as anti-democracy, and in particular, when it's in the social everyday social life, it's participatory anti-democracy. So what we see going on today might be slightly variant or have its own peculiar attributes because we're in the 21st century. Calling it fascism might sound old-fashioned to younger people. It might sound crazy to very moderate people. However, participatory anti-democracy sums up what's going on. And as you know from the SDS and the Port Huron statement, participatory democracy is what people were promoting as social progress.
Yep.
Today, the people who are wealthy, the oligarchs, the billionaires that sit on the cabinet next to the billionaire president with his billionaire secretary of this and his billionaire secretary of that, have a provisional government. They're literally tearing the White House apart, which is symbolic of them tearing apart the democracy. You have to have something to operate the republic. Now, the republic means the things of the public. Mm-hmm. Literally Latin, res publica.
Yeah.
That is the state. And when you hear, oh, we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic. Well, that's true. Aggregate, on a large social scale, we live in the nation state as a republic. But we participate as a democracy.
Correct.
We can't live in a democracy because a democracy is how you operate the republic. In order to take over the government, you have to first replace the participatory democracy. Now, we just think that's simply voting, but we know over the years through the New Deal and the social Great Society legislation, the more people participate and the more institutions of society, the stronger our communities and neighborhoods are.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the billionaires have their own little ad hoc provisional government. And they met. They had their own little panel, Antifa, the special ad hoc committee to look into Antifa. Well, why would any group be looking into an anti-fascist group if such a group ever existed? It's because they are an anti-democracy antidote, mm-hmm. anti-democracy oligarchs, A-N-T-I-D-O. That's who we're dealing with. And this unlocks, this is a master key to unlock analysis that everyone can understand. You say fascism, I don't have a problem with that. You want to say they're stinking Nazis, more power to you. But to look at the process reasonably, participatory and anti-democracy is all around you. And the people who want to participate from the right, they only have one thing that they know how to participate with. And that's their guns and their violence and their anger. On the left, you have food banks. On the left, you have people with environmental groups planting trees, cleaning up parks. You don't see violence when 7 million people from the left show up. And there's a reason for that. We know better. We've built up the socialist institutions that don't rely on the government and don't rely on the corporate world, but they rely on ourselves. Look to food banks. If you have to rely on the government, it's very easy for the antidote forces to take over the government and chop down everything that supports the masses of people who are out here and cut off their benefits and cut off their standard of living, taking food away from them, taking the roof over their heads away from them, taking the clothes off their back and literally putting them out on the street as homeless people.
Right.
Fascism is here today, but it's
you're suggesting that
democracy.
That we've got Antifa, anti-fascist, that there should be also anti-doe, anti-democracy.
It's a participatory anti-democracy oligarchs.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're doing that, we got rid of the mumbo-jumbo of the divine right of kings. We now have the mumbo-jumbo of the iron law of economics. They're trying to justify the position through the mysterious invisible hand. Well, guess what?
Right.
We don't need an invisible hand.
Yeah, and in doing so, they're corrupting the writings of both David Ricardo and Adam Smith. I'm with you, Paul. I got it. That's a great rant. Thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Kurt Bangsted. Stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
We're not comfortable. believe it's fall already. Where did the summer go?
I know. It flies by faster every year.
Well, I suppose we better start checking off the fall to-do list. Before we know it, the snow...
Shh! Don't say the S word!
Snow?
Yes!
We live in Wisconsin, honey. It's coming. But we have to get the furnace checked before fall. Remember that awful noise it made last year? Who should we call?
Your parents just had Tri-City Services install their new AC and said they did a great job. Let's call them.
Here, let me Google them. Hey, their website is calltricity.com. Easy to remember.
Call Tri-City Services now to get a free quote on a new heating system. Visit tricity.com or call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today to get a free quote on a new furnace and heat pump and get a free water heater before it gets too cold. Call tricity.com. Services.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's a powerful hurricane aiming for Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa intensified to a Category 5 early today.
It's concerning. It's a dire situation there, and we're looking at conditions continuing to deteriorate through the rest of the today into tonight.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore, it could bring catastrophic flooding, landslides, and possibly 30 inches of rain. Day 27 of the government shutdown, more missed paychecks for federal workers, and Natalie Brand reports World Central Kitchen is providing meals for those furloughed in Washington.
This, of course, is the kitchen that is affiliated with celebrity chef Jose Andres. And they actually did something similar, the same effort in 2019 during what was then the record partial government shutdown. And that year, they provided around 100,000 meals to federal workers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.